Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Friday, July 8, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Bombings in London have missionaries concerned. Believers respond to needs in a flooded Romanian area, and Papua New Guinea Christians look forward to a New Testament dedication. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. By now, you've already heard about the coordinated bomb blast that rocked the London transit system on Thursday. A radical terrorist group is claiming responsibility. The Association of Baptists for World Evangelism has work in England. ABWE's Denny Weaver is concerned, but not about what you think.
I don't have a concern for us being targeted. I'm just concerned about the reaction of the English people. I don't think that there is a concern for the missionaries as much as there is a concern for the Muslim people. That's the concern of one of our missionaries that's there working amongst them, is that what's going to be the response?
Weaver is planting churches there. He says it's too early to tell if the bombing will draw people to church.
When 9/11 happened, it brought people into the churches, and it brought them under spiritual teaching. Just pray for us that if this occurs in this situation, that we'll be wise in how we share the gospel, how we share about spiritual things with the people.
Meanwhile, Romania has been hit by its worst flooding in 50 years. The floods also hit people living near the border with Serbia and Montenegro. With international relief response focused on other natural disasters, time is a factor. Baptist World Aid Director Paul Montacute.
We immediately heard about this from the Baptists in Serbia who asked for assistance, and also from a group called Tabita, which is a Baptist group based in Novi Sad and does a lot of relief work in the area. So we were able to provide funds, and with the funds, they've been able to do a great deal.
Montacute says that the work that they're doing is opening many doors for ministry.
One of the team leaders said when he went into a flooded village, he found it a place of absolute hopelessness. And by sitting and talking and sharing and showing the love of Christ by providing food packages and providing waterproof clothing and boots and things like that, it was a wonderful opportunity to lift the spirits of those people.
You're listening to Mission Network News. There are more than 120 million people in Bangladesh who speak Bengali and another 50 million in India. That's why Talking Bibles International is targeting this language with their New Testament. Talking Bibles' Paul Hookster says many people who speak this language aren't able to read.
Once you move away from the urban centers, you find that the literacy rates drop off quite drastically, particularly when you get into village areas and into the more agricultural communities where the people are working in the field.
However, this project will take some time, says Hookstra.
We're right in the beginning stages. The studio's been contacted. The Bible Society is giving their permission to do the recording, and we're now searching for the voices. And once that's done, we'll begin the process. It'll take about 2 to 3 months to get the New Testament recorded. And once it's completed, we can encode it.
$5,000 is needed to complete the production. Next, SIM reports graduation ceremonies are coming July 16th at their school in the Central African Republic. 32 students from 9 countries will celebrate their degrees from the Bangui Evangelical School of Theology. Hundreds of the school's graduates are faithfully serving the Lord in French-speaking Africa and around the globe. Pray for their training, for their faculty and staff, and for the continued ministry growth throughout the Central African Republic. And Wycliffe Associates, a partnering group that helps translation efforts, reports that dedication ceremonies are set for July 17th for Papua New Guinea's Wuvulu New Testament. Following the dedication, there's going to be a week-long course in scripture application and leadership training. Pray the dedication will be an honor to the Lord. Pray, too, that Wuvulu pastors and church leaders who attend the course will learn to apply the scriptures to their personal lives, as well as to teach them to others. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.